Now, for you inquiring minds, and I hope that you are questioning some of those numbers, how can you drill when you can't even drill an oil well in the length of time that this man's going to have to drill four holes anywhere from 4 miles to 10 miles deep? So the next question is, are the numbers right or wrong? It doesn't matter. You can dig tunnels now in one massive sweep through just about as fast as a piece of equipment can move. Now, that's simply tunneling, and it goes better through rock than it does through just dirt. And it will melt all of the surface so that you have a porcelain surface. All you need to drill for any size detonation that they have now that could blow your globe off orbit can go down a pencil size hole. And you do it with lasers. You don't do it with a pipe and a drill like you used to drill oil wells or a water well. And you don't dull your bit, you know, or bend your pick or nothing. So, yes, it's very feasible that the numbers are correct. Now, they will say, oh, we're just going to test. But let me tell you what happens when they test like that. If you follow the topography, you will be able to see the cracks or the drift of these faults. Even if they do not come to the surface, they will stress the surface area, and there will be a difference, and from the air you can see it clearly. And the higher you get, well, within reason, the more clearly you can see these lines. But when you are having constant shaking, and they are reporting one out of 200, then you know that there are 200 of these just under that magnitude going on, and it is just sitting there doing this. And guess what that does? That just liquefies and files off to a smooth liquid surface so that a detonation just, you don't even have much shaking. But you have massive slippage. It is like oiling those rifts. So it is indeed serious for two reasons. Anyone trying to hold it from shifting are not going to be able to do it, because it will not go and catch. And you're only getting the reports from right here. Do you think they are bothering up in Washington where they have rampant fires? It is like being in a disaster. They certainly are not paying any attention to whether there is a 1.5 quake going on. So you are in truly serious times. But don't get so focused on any one of these things that you miss. Your great scientific community is doing what? Putting Dante, you know, meaning hell, king of hell. My goodness, couldn't you even do something nice for a piece of equipment that, quote, you're going to stick down a volcano in Alaska right now? You're back for a reason. I think it's enough. I'm going to be accused of fear-mongering. Anybody care to discuss anything? And we'll go.
We have a question here. Another switch on the side. No? There.
Hello? I had time. Could you comment about the bubonic plague that's over in New Mexico?
Well, literally, there is a bubonic plague that you have to be very, very careful of because it is carried in the rodent community, you know, especially in the little groundhog or ground puppy. Ground dog? What do you call those little things?
Prairie dog.
I know out here the endangered species is the Mojave squirrel. Anyway, they will carry the bubonic plague bacteria or biological thing. She's not giving me what I need. But most of these are pre-infected, pre-placed disease organisms. And each time they are tinkered with, they will react in the civilization of man differently. You are moving into a time of no treatment. It may be the same type of organism, but each time there is an outbreak, it will usually strengthen itself, mutate somewhat, to the point where it is harder and harder to treat. This is true even of a child's ear infection. In some instances, antibiotics have been so overused, for instance, in the treatment of a child's ear infection, that now there is probably only one active antibiotic that will take care of an ear infection. And if a child has had many, he's built up a resistance, you see. It's the same thing with any disease that they bring forth now. It is very, very valid. It is not like rabies, where you do not have aggressiveness. Little animals will usually not come up and bite you unless they are rabid or you are picking at them. Leave them alone and you'll be fine. But of course the intent is to spread it. And you will remember that some 3 years ago, this came up and we wrote extensively on it. So if you are really curious about this, because this is the same thing, and this is being fostered along until one of these days it will be a real, real problem. Now we've got a bubonic plague going in the rodent population, and now never mind the little deer mice carrying the mystery disease. They will all now show as carriers. It has been made sure that that would happen. The important thing is that they will now intermingle these two, and it will be worse than the Black Plague. Anybody want to ask me anything else so I can spread the good news? This is a serious orchestrated plan. And it's coming off without a hitch.
I have a question, but you don't have to answer it. I'll give you the information and you can think about it. I've been reading The Occult Conspiracy by Michael Howard, and in it he has some information that came as some news to me, and I thought it might pertain to what we're involved in now. Anyway, Franklin Roosevelt was allegedly a member of a secret society, the ancient Arabic order of nobles and mystics, and held the grade of Knight of Pythias. The order claimed to be an offshoot of the Illuminati, according to this Michael Howard, and only 32 degree Masons were allowed, or Masonic Templar lodges members. In 1945, Henry Wallace, who was his Secretary of Agriculture, gave the idea to Roosevelt to place the to have a new dollar coin minted and show the Great Seal design of the Egyptian pyramid and the Eye of God on the new coin. Roosevelt liked the idea but didn't want to mint a new coin. He used it on the dollar bill instead. And of course, my interest in the subject was because Henry Wallace was a former member of this Committee of 17 and was supposedly a practicing occultist and involved with Rorick. The idea seemed to fit in with what you were saying about Comte de Saint Germain and the Freemasonry, whether Wallace or Roosevelt was involved in that kind of a group, and whether or not this Committee of 17 is that kind of a group, an Illuminati group, or say these unknown superiors of the Freemasons or something like that. There seemed to be some connections. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Yes, and we've written a little bit from the usurpers on Henry Wallace and his relationship through Abe Fortas, who was on your Supreme Court. You have to know that most of, quote, the fathers of your country were members of these lodges. Their activities were not in the same force or direction as the Illuminati became. But there is no purpose whatsoever in letting you think that this committee of 17 are nice people. They're not. The reason that they will be valid helpers for you is strictly because of your nation. They will come along here and understand that it is better to push for goodness and society and declaration of independence from this evil that has struck you down and moving back into a constitution, because two things: you're going to need leaders, and they will be able to see the advantage of putting ones into power where this nation can thrive. Else what you're going to have is a movement right into the depths of socialism, which is nothing in the world but communism as set up in Russia by the Khazarian group, which is your Antichrist. Over here, you called it communism. But what was the Illuminati? It was the bunch of elite working toward world control, a new world order. So it is all the same thing. And Franklin Roosevelt was one of the worst, and Eleanor Roosevelt was one of the only other females on the Committee of 17. So yes, indeed, it is all involved. All entangled. These are the power brokers of your planet. And these people are so much more intelligent, which makes them either more dangerous or more useful to you. Because there are more in quantity in the Committee of 300, the CFR, etc. Now, this group has controlled the CFR. They think they control everything, but as you look around, you've got Russian tanks sitting all over your nation. What is going on? You have Russian troops here. You have Russian missiles here. You are communistic. Your enemy came, saw, and conquered you. You've been had. But they've never been able to finally, completely take away the Constitution. and I still marvel as I watch the thought. With Debbie Kidd going to Washington, and now you're going to have Linda Thompson going as the adjutant general. Get your guns and come with me. Good grief. Insurrection is not even a good word to use. It is so minor. What do you think you will gain? Use your heads. Use your brains. Start another nation. What is magic about Washington, D.C.? It is the most corrupt, vile place on this beautiful continent. You, the people, go start yourself a nation. How do you do it? You do it right, and you do it by the law. And at some point, you get some of those. I like the Committee of 16. They're powerful. And you need some power, and you need some money. You need help to get it done. And then if they do not toe the line, you do what your Constitution says you may do, and that is get rid of them. And am I against hanging a man for treason? No, I'm not. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Don't try to take Washington. And every day that passes makes it harder. Anyone else have anything? I've got to stop coming down here and yelling.
Betty's going to sneak up on you with a question. I can tell.
The cosmonauts, where were they all the time, the cosmospheres, when they was going up to Jupiter?
Watching.
They allowed it?
They didn't have any reason not to do that.
It would affect them too.
But nothing happened.
That's only because you took care of it. They didn't know that, did they?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. Your people know. Everybody knows. 150 miles and you're not going to bring warheads. And that's what they did. It took warheads. Mm-hmm. If it's radio, we'll usually let it go. If it's laser, we'll usually let it go. If it's particle beams, we usually let it go. But when their intent is to nuclearize, and these were neutron types of, what they wanted to do was start the radiation belt fire. Start a chain reaction that would just feed on itself. Because that's what they want to do to your planet, if it comes right down to it. And there was some hope in this experiment that you would get feedback all along the trail. That would feed back all this way. And then they could measure and they could study and they could see the impact. And what they would have to deal with. You're picking up a lot of radiation now. In fact, any of you, I would be very careful if you have a wood dwelling and you put water or something in a clear container outside, you're going to end up setting your house on fire now. You are getting such intense rays that it is just, it is truly incredible. Now you better be careful. And you better keep those glasses close. There are any number of things that can trigger an ignition. And as long as they want to play out there at Jupiter, because Jupiter is basically a beautiful planet, but don't worry about it. It can handle almost anything that can be thrown at it. But it's a lie. that continually just do nothing but lie to you. And the cosmospheres are there. They're here. They're all around. You've got some pretty good Russians that will keep some of this in order so that you have ally. Anyone else? Then let's go. Thank you. And salute.
Salute.